Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ewers sprint right to the end zone. Touchdown, Longhorns! Matthew Golden!
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Well, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Dirty pool was played at Arkansas. Razorbacks, War Memorial, whatever they call it now. I think War Memorial is in Little Rock. But Dirty Pool, I do believe, played by the Arkansas Razorbacks. Hey, welcome to the SEC moment for the Texas Longhorns. They went up to Arkansas. They win 20-10. It was not a tremendous, like, awesome effort. I don't think many Longhorn fans were pleased with the victory, but it's a victory. It's a road victory. You get a road. It's really their first true SEC road game. Vandy's not really an SEC type crowd.
Insulting.
Tell that to Bama.
I know, right? Michigan is the most overrated place in the world. So they go and they have.
Have you ever been there?
No. And so they have Arkansas. They got A&M, and those are actually two really, you know, good solid home crowds. This was a good test because they are going to play a big road game, a big tune-up road game at A&M in a couple of weeks. But 20-10, Texas wins. Now, what is the dirty pool that Arkansas played, Sean? You might ask.
You might ask that, Sean.
Oh, what's the dirty pool that they played?
There you go.
They did not cut the grass for a couple of weeks.
I love these SEC cultists.
They let it grow. They let the grass grow. They're like, you know what? We can't beat them on the field. We know we can't beat them. So the only way is to slow them down, make them play through the weeds. We're going to make them like Northwestern. Thick ankles and high grass, and that's how you win.
Like Peyton's backyard.
That's right.
That's that SEC difference right there, Sean. Oh, boy, you're welcome to the SEC moment is an HOA violation. We're not going to cut the grass. You guys are so unreal. This is why Texas's branding and image, it's far superior to the conference itself. Yes, my gosh.
Derek Holland is not happy. Michigan, most overrated place. Get out of here. Derek, come on now. You got to know that Choppy said that without any credibility. He has not been.
And I won't go.
You said that about Fenway.
That's fair. That's fair. Look, I have no conviction. You got a free ticket for me. I'm going.
Yep.
Okay. Student
sweet.
Section.
That'd be a suite.
Maybe. Well, no, they don't have suites at Michigan. Come on now. Look at that. It's a one level stadium. They can't even afford a second level.
Hey, Jake has told us Michigan's the greatest place in the world. So, I mean, you might want to give it a shot.
That's right. I've heard that. So Texas gets the victory, and now for the Longhorns, it's just about getting to the A&M game. They've got a Kentucky team that's already quit on Mark Stoops coming up next, and then they'll have the A&M game 2 weeks from this past Saturday on the road.
Of course, I am the negative pessimist. I'm here to rip down the dreams of college quarterbacks. I never can tell you who's going to be great. I can just tell you who's not going to be great. And I was never high on Quinn Ewers as an NFL player and prospect, and it feels like everyone is now coming around to that. His stock, Bobby, is now what? Will, get your text ready. Bobby may still have you blocked. Would you draft Quinn or Shador?
Shador. Yeah, not even close to me. Like, I mean, and it's something where...
Is he a first rounder?
Probably not. No, I would...
I mean, he will be, but he's probably not.
I don't know that he will be. There were, I think, when you talk to people around the league, this past year and you were asking, where's Quinn sit right now? One of the reasons Quinn came back is because Quinn, I think, was thought to be a third or fourth round quarterback heading into this year.
Now,
he may have changed some things. He may have, maybe people feel a little bit better about him, but no, that's why he, the reason why he didn't.
I saw some top overall pick talk.
But again, see, this is the whole crux of the argument with Will. The idea that they can say that, but there was a time where people were projecting Mason Rudolph was going to be the first quarterback taken in the draft out of Oklahoma State, like in the middle of the college football season. It's the media generally catches up to where NFL evaluators have players when we get closer to the spring, but they have not been super high on Ewers.
Pepe, what do you think? What do you think of Quinn in the league?
Third, maybe fourth rounder right now. I just don't see. The deep ball's a big problem with them right now. Deep ball, he can't do it.
Yeah,
he looks scared to throw it. Like, he just doesn't look like he wants to push the ball downfield.
They're not going to make a move to Arch, obviously, this year, but, like, I think a lot of Texas fans are like, okay, let's move on and get to him. They're just not going to do it. And I forget, I mean, he did get to the Final Four last year, and I mean, very easily could have won that game. They could have won that game against Washington.
This is a couple different times now where Quinn's gotten hurt in the middle of the season, and when he comes back, he looks completely different. Where and it's not even just the way he's playing. It looks like he's almost timid. Like I think the injury's getting his head a little bit.
So Texas wins. They have Kentucky on deck, and then A&M. I wish I could have seen this game, but I'm glad that I didn't get to see this game.
Back. Flip to the end zone, caught, touchdown. Oscar Delton's got two tonight, and the Dogs are in front.
That is ESPN with the call. Fowler, the group chat that I'm on, the VFLs, the Vols for Life, the group chat, the F Fowler, because they hate Kirk. They hate Chris Fowler.
Chris Fowler?
He's public enemy number one, outside of Keith Jackson at Tennessee, because him and Keith, they started the Charles Woodson for Heisman campaign in 1997. But this is a big... I got to take a DL here, all right? Because I am the reason that we lost this game. I'm doing half number one of the Tarleton game.
No.
It's 10-0 Tennessee when halftime of the Tarleton game hits. I go downstairs. It's immediately 14-10.
Instantly, he walked in the door. Georgia scored a touchdown within like 2 minutes of Choppy being in there.
How much regret did you have in forgetting when the Vols game was on that you were doing this other game? Honestly, were you sick over it?
I was pretty upset. Hey
friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Was he mad?
He was upset, but he's like, if they score again, if Georgia scores again, he's like, I can't stand down here. I'm jinxing it. He's like, I'll come. I'm probably going to just take you out of the chair. I got to call the game because Tennessee's got to win. And he didn't call the game, but he came back upstairs and just stood behind us in the booth because he's like, I can't stand downstairs because they started losing. And then he came upstairs and Tennessee scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I'm not moving. He just stood up there to watch the game on his phone, like to follow the box score.
And then I go back downstairs and it's tied at 17. And this is a big fight I had with Sarah the rest of the night. Big fight, okay? Because they're driving. We're at like the 30-yard line. And all of a sudden, she was getting like a little bit nervous because like the game was over. And you could tell the girl who was like the host of the suite wanted us to get out. She goes, we got to get out. I'm like, it's the middle of a drive. I'm not leaving. It's a second and two. We go out the hallway immediately, fourth and eight after a penalty or something like that. And now they have to punt. And the game is over now because Georgia went down the field and scored to make it 24-17. But tomorrow, 6 o'clock, it'll be the next
rankings
that come out. Georgia was the first team out. They're going to be back in. Projection is Tennessee is probably now the first team out. Unless they keep them ahead of Ole Miss, which has been some projection, although I don't think that's going to happen. But the projection will be you'll still have your four SEC teams, you'll have your four Big Ten teams, and Georgia will be back in, and Tennessee will probably be the first team
out. Kirby was taking shots at the committee after this. I mean, he has a post-game quote to listen to.
Yeah, he is.
He really is.
I don't know what they do. I don't know what they want. I have no idea with Georgia's first place schedule.
Did you have an issue in the, and maybe this is one of the times you're watching your phone, not watching the game. Did you have an issue with the incomplete pass ruling instead of the fumble for Georgia with Delp?
I had a bigger issue with the face mask call where the guy's helmet came off, but it was just a tackle. Like, this guy just tackled him and his face and his helmet came off because that was a second and 25. But I have an issue with it because that's not a pass. But I understand that that's the rule. Like, what am I going to do?
The Vols fans were the whiniest on social media over the weekend about officiating. Oh, my gosh. It was a you would think Vols fans were coached by McCarthy the way they were complaining about referees.
College football kegger here with RJ Choppy on 105.3 The Fan.
All right. So BYU suffers their first loss of the year. This one at Kansas. Now, they already basically have to win the conference title to get in. Now their aura of invincibility is gone. It's toast. They're probably going to be in the conference title game unless they lose to Arizona State. There's some wild situations for the Big 12 that both include Colorado getting in and Colorado getting left out. Colorado wins over the weekend, so they're in a prime position. They actually might be
prime
in the rankings this week. There's a good chance that Colorado is in the rankings come tomorrow night as the projected representative of the Big 12.
Travis Hunter locking up the Heisman, having rushing yards and interception and more catches. And he the freaky athletic things that he is doing, and he's putting up the Heisman pose multiple times now.
Yeah, I mean, they keep making the whatever it would be. You know, some people have compared him to Champ Bailey with some of the stuff that he did at Georgia playing both sides. It does feel more like
he's now minus 500.
He's like college football's Ohtani. Like, where he's legitimately really good at all of them.
That's an amazing comparison.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Coming up with that on your own. He intercepted a deflected pass.
Sean thinks he created every analogy ever. We've talked about Ohtani. This is just
talked about him. But when you idiots bring up something, you want your pats on the back, but you just have amnesia. It's amazing. It's incredible. Bobby will write in an email to be a smartass. When we get on the radio, he conveniently forgets.
I'm going to make it four times the rest of the week.
Intercepted a deflected pass, highlight reel catch, added a touchdown as well in the fourth quarter for Hunter.
So Colorado gets the victory, and like I said, they'll probably be close to the top 12, if not in the top 12, come tomorrow night. Oregon surviving at Wisconsin.
Yes.
Alabama beat Wisconsin 42-10 in Camp Randall. And now here's Oregon going there, same stadium, 16-13, barely getting by. Kind of a scary moment for Oregon.
Yeah, I mean, they barely got by, but it was one where I never felt like Oregon was going to lose. But they played these close margin games a couple different times now. They had issues with Idaho. They had issues with Boise State. Ohio State was one where the Buckeyes outplayed them for most of that game, I felt like. That's why it's no matter where, even Oregon being undefeated, Oregon having beaten Ohio State, I still feel like Ohio State's probably the best team in the country right now. And that I would take them over Oregon, even though Ryan Day can't beat Michigan or Oregon.
Yeah, I mean, look, he'll get another crack at Oregon and it'll be on a neutral site. I mean, playing up at Austin is not easy. SMU 38-28 over Boston College. Big win for Rhett Lashley. And the Mustangs, and they're going to be one of those two ACC teams that's going to be fighting for that lone berth within the conference.
College football kegger with Ralph James Choppy here on DFW Sports Station. A loaded Monday here on 105.3 The Fan. Is that it?
We have a doubleheader this weekend on The Fan. Alabama and Oklahoma, 6 o'clock, and then USC, UCLA after that game.
There you go, Tim. Don't be texting me. About that, like on Friday. Below the belt, we have to make our official picks and selections. And this is a little Tolo test for you. Who remembers Tale of the Tape? Because Choppy's bringing it back. For Dallas versus the Armpit, Bobby's first experience with Tale, and we make the official picks next. And Bobby will make that joke next week and pretend like I didn't say it as well.